This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Sportair USA has started USA sales of the TL-3000 Sirius light sport aircraft. It's a high wing with a Rotax 912, full upholstery, and 600 pounds of useful load. Storm Aircraft has added Light Sport Flight LLC in Phoenix as its Southwest Regional Distributor and Training Center. Storm's two LSAs include a composite high wing called the Rally and an all-metal low wing called the Century. A New York City helicopter shuttle service from Manhattan to JFK and Liberty Airport in Newark has abruptly ceased operations. U.S. Helicopter says the move should be temporary. Boeing is jockeying for its share of millions of federal dollars to be spent on accelerating the development of commercial spaceflight vehicles serving low Earth orbit missions. Boeing has already won two contracts from the Pentagon related to support for extending the life of the A-10 Thunderbolt II fleet. NASA's Cassini space probe was watching as Saturn went through an equinox, which happens only about once every 15 years. Scientists are excited over resulting new discoveries about the planet's rings. The Los Angeles City Council has moved closer to starting major renovations to Tom Bradley International Terminal at LAX. German authorities have banned all flights over Oktoberfest festivities in Munich due to increased chatter from Islamic terror groups threatening to target Germany for its role in Afghanistan. And police in Concord, California have arrested a pilot and charged him with buzzing his ex-girlfriend's house and dropping pamphlets in violation of a restraining order. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Los Angeles attorney Adam Thurston explains how intellectual property law will apply to the lawsuit filed against NAFI by Master Instructors LLC. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.